Shabbos. Today's daf is Pei Dalet. We are holding Pei Gimel at base and somewhere towards the bottom. We were explaining how do we know that when somebody physically injures somebody, he pays money instead of having his own same injury inflicted on him. And we brought two learnings. One was from the comparison of Makeh Odom and Makeh Behema, that just like when you hit that animal and you damage the animal, you pay money, so the same also Makeh Odom. And then there was this expression in the Brice of him, Nafshecha Loimar, if you don't like that answer, we have another one, which is Lo Sikhu Choyful Nefesh Reitzeach. So we got down to, which is that you shouldn't take money for a murderer. If someone is murdered, is chayiv misa, he cannot get away with paying money instead. But to what does the lawyer do?
He takes the money.
Which is coming to teach you that when it's a case of murder, that's when you can't take money instead of in lieu of punishment. But when it's a case of damages, then you do take money. So that was where we got up to yesterday. And we are up to, about probably 12 lines from the bottom ish. So in the medium length lines at the bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Beis, we have a line that starts with the word. The line starts with the word Avol. It's about the sixth of the medium sized lines.
But Yumi's coming too. So yeah.
12 lines up, the line starts the word Avol, and we are towards the end of the line. So we just quoted the Pasuk, we just mentioned the Pasuk, Leisichu Choyful Nefesh Reitzeach, that you can't take money when someone is a murderer and he has to get a capital punishment, you can't take money. And from that we went Dayik, that you can take money, or you do take money, in the case where he didn't kill somebody, but he only caused an injury. Now the Gemara asks, V'hai Leisichu Choyful Nefesh Reitzeach, you're telling me that Leisichu Choyful is coming to exclude that you could take money when it comes to Rosh Yevorim, in other words, to pay for a damage to a limb, not to, well, you don't kill him. Haimi Boile, that posuk is already used up. It's needed. The Omar Rachmona Leisavi Betartis to teach you that you don't give him two punishments. Leisishkol Minei Momoi, that you don't take money from him. Vitik to Leyan, kill him. So you don't give him both money and death, which you might have thought happens. Answers the Gemara, hi. So the fact that you don't give somebody two punishments for the same crime is we learn. So the Gemara answers, we don't learn it out from that pasuk. We don't need the pasuk Leisichu Choyful to tell me that he doesn't need to pay money when he's getting capital punishment, because hi mikadei rish osay nafke. There's a pasuk that talks about when a person gets malchus. And it says that you hit him kedei rishosoi b'mispar. You hit him according to, literal translation, according to his evilness, his wickedness. So kedei rishosoi, you hit him according to his evil, is nafke. That rishosoi is singular. That risha achas atam achayvoi, that means you give him one punishment for wickedness. V'iatam achayvoi shtei rishyos, you don't give him two. So from that we can already learn that there's never a case, why would you think that there's money and capital in a case where you killed him but also caused monetary damage. Yeah, let's say you shot somebody, and on the way through shooting him you also tore his clothes. Yeah, the bullet damaged his clothes, so you might think you have to pay for the clothes and the death, right? So you don't get two punishments for one evilness. Okay, so the Gemara says, 1 minute, Vakati still, Miboyle, we still need the Pasuk to use up to Kamarachmana, Leisishkol Momen Vetiftere. Poshupshat in the Pasuk is that if a person is Chayiv Misa, he cannot pay money to sort of get himself out of the death penalty, to bribe his way out of it, yeah? So that's the Poshupshat. So what are you telling me? The Pasuk is to be Medayik, that you don't take, that you take, that you do take money when it's damages and not death. Why do you say that the Pasuk is teaching you that? The Pasuk is teaching you the Pasuk Pshat, that if a person's Chayiv Misa, he cannot redeem himself by paying money. Answers the Gemara, Im Kain, if that's all the Pasuk needed to teach you, Lich Devrachmona Leisichu Choyful La'asher Hu Rasha Lamus. It could have just said, don't take a redemption, a koifer, like a redemption money, a paying, to someone who was, it was a Rasha who was Chayav Misa. Could have just said that. The words, the nefesh reitzayach lomali, why does it have to say again that to one who is a murderer, who is Chayav Misa? We know a murderer is Chayav Misa. One who's a murderer, who is Chayav Misa? Is Shema Binah. Now, why does it add in the word that he's a murderer to teach you the nefesh reitzayach yata lekeach kofer? That if he's a murderer, you don't take money to pay it off. Avalata lekeach kofer l'roshe evarim shen echeishin. But you do take money when a person injured somebody else and damaged his limbs, even if the limbs are not going to heal. So it's a serious thing. It's still, it's only money, and you don't actually inflict the same wound on the perpetrator. Aye, Fred, the Gemara. So what was the whole thing? So we had two limudim. And we said we had a kasha on the first one, makke, because you could have said that instead of learning Adam from Behema, we could have said, why don't you learn Adam from Adam? Yeah, that if just like when a person kills somebody, he doesn't pay any money. When he damages somebody, he doesn't pay money either. So you could have learned it either way. So we weren't happy with that limud, and therefore we used lesichu chayfer. We had two limudim. So now the Gemara turns it around. Now that you've got two, so the first one isn't so good, we go with the second one. So what do you need the first one for? Now that we have the second one, it's makke makke lomali. Why do I need to compare the when you cause damage to an animal, you cause damage to a person, and from that that's where we started. We tried to learn from there that you only pay money. So why do we need that now? We don't need it anymore because we've got lesichu chayfer. Omri, and for the Gemara, if you would only have the lesichu chayfer, I would have thought that you've got a choice. You would have thought it was a choice. You can't take money as a replacement for the punishment. Or you could take money as a replacement. For murder, you can't take money as a replacement. When it's damages, you can take money as a replacement. But you might think it's a choice. If you pay money, you can redeem your punishment by paying money. But you got a choice. You wouldn't think, yeah, kamash malan ribehema. So therefore, we also still need that comparison to damaging an animal. Ma makir behema letashlumin. Just like when someone damages an animal, there is no choice. The only punishment available is to pay the money. Is af makir odel letashlumin. Similarly, when someone damages another person and injures him, he's only got one option, is just to pay money. There is no, if a person, let's say, hasn't got money or he's scungy and he'd rather they chop his arm off and keep his money. Yeah, and then he can't. He hasn't got a choice. It's just money only. Okay.
What's he going to do? Give another eye?
Sorry?
What's he going to do? Give an eye?
Well, you might have thought that. Well, if you translate literally, eye and tachas ayin. So the first thought was that maybe he has to give his eye. The second thought is maybe he can choose it if he wants it.
The chisaron in the pasuk, why we need.
No, but it says the sichu chayfer nefesh reitzach. Chayfer means what? What are you doing? That you're supposed to have a punishment, a physical punishment, and you sort of buy it off. You
is lost in kapara also.
Ransom.
Yeah, but it's a ransom. That's the word I wanted.
So you're worried that there's a havamina maybe that he doesn't have to give the money.
No, maybe you have a choice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He'll say to Bezdin,
I don't want to pay. Knock my eye out. Yeah. You think it's unlikely?
He has a gangrenous hand.
You think it's unlikely? Maybe it's not an arm. Maybe it's a toe. Maybe it's a bit of his finger. Okay, you would think that a person wouldn't want to give his eye away, but it doesn't have to be an eye on. It could be other things. And a person who hasn't got any money, and I've assumed the damage for an eye is pretty high, he might think that he hasn't got money, so he'd rather do that. Who knows? Anyway, the fact is that there's no choice. Okay, two dots. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Distoy, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. Ayin tachas ayin is moment. So now we're having some more limudim about this because we had these sort of, we got a good limud, but it was debatable. So there's a few others that we're going to have now. So we have Distoy, Rabbi Distoy, Rabbi Yehuda says, the pasuk ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye, is moment. It means to pay money, the damages. Atomer Momoin, you're telling me it means money ayena yelayin mamish. Maybe you have to mamish knock out the guy's eye, a marto, so you'll say, Aresha, it's an initial zagatoilo, then it's a katano. What happens if the victim's eye was big and the perpetrator's eye was small? Heyachani kore, but ayin tachas ayin. If you want to say an eye instead of an eye, then they have to be exactly the same. If one eye's bigger, that eye's smaller, they're not the same.
No, you wouldn't think so.
The chitema. And if you'll say,
you're right.
He's playing devil's advocate over here. But v'chitema. So your first answer will be that kolki ha shakel minem amoina. That if the eyes are different size, then it can be money. But if the eyes are the same size, then you knock it out. It's a Torah Amrav, you can't say that, because the Torah says, Mishpat Echadi Yalachem, there's one law for you for the cases of damages. So the Mishpat Hashava Lekulchem, the law is the same for everybody. Whether your eye is a big eye or a small eye, it's the same law that you pay money.
He said, "What did this even discuss?
He's an eye. He's for seeing." Oh, Fred the Gemara, exactly what you just said. Omri, Fred the Gemara. My kushya. What's the whole discussion here? Dilma, maybe the pasuk means nahora shakel minay. When a person knocks out, when Reuven knocks out Shimon's eye, he's taking his sight away. It doesn't matter how big the eye is; it's the sight that he's knocked out. Is it the hayram rachman and ishkol minay? So maybe. You damage somebody's sight, so your sight gets damaged. Well, who cares about how big the eye is?
The quality of the sight could be different.
Okay, but sight in general. If you knock the eye out, then it's all or nothing sort of thing. Maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk. If someone took away someone's sight.
The fact is, the Torah wanted you to pay money, but the Torah chose, didn't say outright pay money.
Yeah.
You've got to struggle with that.
You've got to understand. You have to understand what the Torah is teaching you.
You wouldn't think about the size because you know how nice the thing. It's okay. The one that's even discussed. The size of the eyes.
Okay, he's working his way through the psukim. When he started this discussion, Yehuda, through the psukim, he knew that. But he was working his way through the psukim. Okay, so we get to the point now where you would think that it means sight, vision. You took someone knocked out someone's vision, so his vision gets knocked out. Diloite mahachi. And he takes it further. If you wouldn't say that, top of the page, a cotton shahar gets a god over god shahar gets a cotton. What about a short person who killed a big person, or a big person killed a short person? Hey, chakatlinen, like, how can you say it's chayav misa for murder? Hatayra amra mishpat echadi elachem. The Torah says it's one law, mishpat hashavah lekulchem. So if you kill a tall person, then you have to be killed as a tall person. But you're not a tall person, you're a short person, so therefore you can't do it. So what's going on?
One and a half times.
Elamai, that's not the pshat. The pshat, I don't care how tall you are. The pshat is, neshama shakel minei, he took away a person's life, neshama amrachman ishkel minei, so you take the life away of the perpetrator. Doesn't matter how tall his life is or how short his life is, a life is a life. Is achanami, so here also, I would say the pshat is, nahora shakel minei, he took away a person's vision, his sight, is nahora amrachman ishkel minei. The Torah says, take away his vision. So that was a nice try from Rav Yisrael ben Yehuda, but the Gemara is left with a difficulty. Okay, so far we've had certain difficulties with. Next one, Tanya Idach, another try. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, again, ayin tachas ayin, an eye instead of an eye, momen, it means you pay money. Atayim momen ayin yela ayin mamish, and you is telling me it means money, maybe it means your mamish knock out the guy's eye. Is a martyr, as an aside, a martyr, you would say, Haresha Yasuma. What happens if the guy was already blind? Vesime, and he knocked out someone's eye. Or he was a kiteya, he was already an amputee. Vikite, and he knocked out, and he chopped off someone's arm. He was a chigger, he was already lame. Vikhigger, and he lamed somebody else. He crippled somebody else. He disabled somebody else. How can you cannot fulfill the pasuk of an eye for an eye because the perpetrator didn't have an eye in the first place. The Torah says you have to have one law for everybody. Something that's equal for everybody. So what's that? It must be paying money. Because you pay him $100. So everybody, every person, no matter who the perpetrator is, he has to pay $100. Is Omri, so the Gemara says back on Rabbi Shimon Yochai, says, well, my kushya, how can that prove it? Dilma, maybe the pshat is that heichad the efsher, where it's possible to fulfill ayin tachas ayin by taking away his eye and his leg and his arm, then you do it. Heichad the loy efsher, if you can't do it because the guy already doesn't have an eye and an arm and a leg, loy efsher. When it's impossible, hechad lo yefsha, lo yefsha. Where it's impossible, it's impossible. Upatrin lay, and he gets off altogether. The loyte mahachi.
That's a bit dangerous.
Sorry?
That's a bit dangerous.
To let him off altogether. What's it? This is working our way through the psukim. We know what the answer is going to be. We're just working out through, our way through the psukim. Because if you don't say that, that it goes by efsher and efsher. Like, you know, when the Torah prescribes a punishment for something, it means, you know, when it's possible, when it can work out, that the conditions are right. If the conditions are not right, so it doesn't work out. For example, the loy tei mahachi. If you don't agree that there can be exceptions like that, where it's even though it says mishpat hashava lekulchem, but it's still, if it's impossible, it's impossible. For example, treif for shaharigas hasholim, a person who was terminally ill, and he killed somebody who was not terminally ill. Yeah, is mayav dinalei. What do you do to him? You cannot give him a death penalty, and the reason is, as Rashi points out, because it's a edus she'iyah toyochel lahazimo. The two witnesses who come along and say that this terminally ill person committed murder. Yeah, we cannot accept their testimony. Why? Because it's impossible for them to become edim zomimin. Because if two other witnesses will come along and say, you guys were with us somewhere else at this time, then how can you testify? So the normal thing of edim zomimin, as we learned a few pages ago, is that they get the punishment that they were trying to inflict on the guy they framed. But in this case, the guy they framed was terminally ill. So the din is that if you try to frame someone as terminally ill, then you're not. That's not murder, because the guy was terminally ill anyway. So killing somebody who's dying anyway is not murder. Something like that.
He's going to die anyway. It's as if he's gone already. So then how did he kill someone? A dead man killed someone.
You need him to death.
Okay, you cannot. You don't give the guy a death. But you cannot give the Adam Zimmerman a death penalty for trying to kill somebody who was dying anyway.
So that's
Azai is a halacha.
If that guy read to somebody who's Mechal Shabbos and Bezen Paskins that he's going to be executed for Mechal Shabbos, and between that he dies, then you can't be Mazim Eidim.
You can't be Mazim Eidim. This is an Eidus, that's how I explained, right? So therefore, if you cannot make the Eidim Zomimin, the rule is that you cannot make Eidim Zomimin, you cannot accept the testimony where there's no possibility of other Eidim coming along and making the Eidim Zomimin. And therefore, if a terminally ill person killed somebody, guess what happens? Where am I? Mavdinalei. What do you do to him? You don't do anything to him. You leave him alone. He gets away with murder. He's dying anyway. Well, he's dying anyway, so it's not going to last long, but he gets away with it. So how can that work? That seems a bit out of whack. Ella, but it must be that, what can you say? Heched the efsher, where it's possible, you do what the Torah prescribes. Heched lo yefsher. Where it's impossible, you can't do it. The patrino lay and the guy gets off. So the same thing over here. Maybe Torah says in general, knock the guy's eye out. If the guy already doesn't have an eye, okay, so then you can't do anything. Farfal. So that was Rabbi Shimon Yochai's brisa, and that's, so we still had a cash on that one. Let's try another one. Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Omar Kra. It says, Kasher Yitain Mumba Adam. There's a few different psukim that all talk about the same topic, yeah? It says that when a person puts a blemish in somebody else, Kain Yinosim Boy, so it should be put on him. Again, literal translation would mean that if you cause a certain damage to someone else, you get the same damage inflicted on you. Says the Verab Yishmol, no, Ein Nesina Ela Momin. The expression Kain Yinosim Boy, so should be put on him. The mum that he puts on someone else, so shall be put on him, means money. Yeah? That's what he says in the Sino. When he says giving means money. If the word giving always means money, so when it starts off, how are you going to get out of that one? The beginning of the pasuk is when he gives a blemish to somebody else, so you give it back to him. If the word giving always means money, how do you explain the original crime? What does that mean? So you're talking about where he took money from somebody and therefore he gives money? That's talking about damages, not talking about money. Is Omri, so the Gemara answers, the very Rabbi Shmuel Kroyaseira Darshi. They're not just being medayik from the expression yinosin, that giving means money, but they're actually darshaning from the extra word. What's the extra word? The pasuk goes like this: for ishki yiten mumba musa, when a person puts a mum in his friend, kasher osa, as he did, kenya yosa leisa shall be do for him. And then you have another pasuk which also says the same idea: kenya nosem boy. So it's duplicating. As lomoli, what do I need that kenya nosem boy? So it's not just the expression the sinner, but it's superfluous. Shma mino momoin. So from that we learn that it's money. is a bazoi. Now that we have that, it's kasha yitin mumba adam lamali. What do I need the other bit about? What do I need the first part of that sentence for? Kasha yitin mumba adam, that he puts the mum in the person. We already had the other one, ki yakel nefesh adam. Is after the Gemara, either the boy mikhtav kenyan nasim boy, because it needs to say kenyan nasim boy at the end, because of namikasha yitain mumba adam. So it uses the expression of yitain in the beginning, even though it doesn't really mean yitain over there. Okay, so that one we didn't particularly upshlog, so that's not bad. Then we go on to Tver Rab Chia. Tver Rab Chia Tana Omar Kra, he learns as follows. It says yod be yod, there's a different posuk. Which is pasuk is talking about Adam Zoyman, actually, where it says when a person tried to frame somebody, so the punishment you give him is yod be yod, is ayin be ayin, shein be shein, yod be yod, beregel be rogel. Yeah, so it's very similar to the ayin tachas ayin pasuk, but it's different, and it's talking about Adam Zoyman. So he says that we learn that from there. There, when it says yod be yod, to hand for a hand, yeah, it's the same sort of idea. You give him the equivalent punishment that he tried to inflict on somebody else. What do you mean yod be yod? Dover hanitin miyad liyad, something which is handed from hand to hand. Which my nihu, what's that? Moment, that means money. For the Gemara, if yod be yod means things that are handed from hand to hand, other meyata regel be regel nami. Oh, what are you going to say? Regel be regel means something handed from foot to foot. What, a football, a soccer ball? What is it? Long balls? What's a regel be regel? Yeah, so it can't be. How could you learn a shot like that? His Omri said, the Gemara says, very Achia Kroya Seira Kadosh. Again, they're learning from the extra pasuk, not just from the meaning of the pasuk. Michtik Siv Asisim Lek Asher Zom Lasis La'achi. When it says about Adam Zayumin, it says that you should do to him what he plotted to do to his brother. And so therefore, Yisrael Kadai Tuch Mamish, if it means literally do exactly what he was doing to the other, is Yad B'Yad Lamali. So why do we need the words Yad B'Yad at all? If he has to pay money, like he tried to get the guy's hand chopped off, I don't know, whatever. He tried to punish the other guy, yeah? So if it means literally, what do I need the words Yad B'Yad for? Shmami no, a moment. So that means the Yad B'Yad is extra altogether, and from that we can learn that it means things that are handed from hand to hand, which means money. I Fred the Gemara Opazoi regal be regal lamoli. So what are you gonna do with the foot to foot? You don't hand things from foot to foot. So what do you do? So what do you do with the foot to foot posuk? Is the Gemara answers, I did the yod be yod. Once it uses started off a posuk, it was on a roll. He started off yod be yod, kosta nami regal be regal. So he went on with the other ones as well. It shouldn't have said it at all, really. The whole thing's extra. It could have just said do what he plotted to do. Why does he have to say extra words, yad be yad? So it's from that we learn the other one. The other ones are just to fit in with the beginning of the pasuk. Okay, so we've had a few different opinions. Comes along Abaye, who's an Amor, of course, and he says, Abaye, Omar, Asya, Mitani de Vechizkiah. We learn the fact that you pay money for these physical damages is actually learned out from what the Beit of Chizkiah learned. The Tani de Vechizkiah, Ayin tachas Ayin, Nefesh tachas Nefesh. So it's in the same pasuk there. You've got the eye for the eye, the soul for the soul. V'loy nefesh v'ayin tachas ayin. So nefesh tachas nefesh, it talks about when a person commits murder. Then it's a soul for a soul. Ayin tachas ayin is when he does damages, an eye for an eye. Yeah, so he is medayik that if it's an eye, he doesn't pay a nefesh, he only pays an eye. An eye for an eye, but not an eye and a soul for an eye. So what? Says the Gemara, Yisal kadai tuch mamish. If the eye for the eye meant literally that you knock out the guy's eye, is zimnin, sometimes if you knock out his eye, he might be of a weak constitution, and knocking out of his eye, he's going to die from shock or something, I don't know. The meshkachas la'ayim v'nefesh tachas ayin. If you let them go and knock out his eye literally, sometimes it would kill him. The v'hadei da'avel enafko enishmaseh, by them, during the activity of them knocking out his eye, he might drop dead. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Am I kusha? What sort of a limud is that? Dilma, mimid of dinon. Maybe you get a doctor to evaluate him. Imotzi mekabel of dinon. If he can take the operation of having his eye knocked out without dropping dead, then you do it. V'ilay motzi mekabel of dinon. And if you can't take it, you don't do it. So the Gemara says, that's very nice. But iam dinon, the motzi mekabel. Let's say the doctor says that he could. V'yav dinon bay, and so we do it. The Nafik Ruchi, and the doctor got it wrong, and he ends up dropping dead. This is still part of the question. And if it does happen, he might slam him, so he will die. Who cares? Malchus, don't we say the same thing about Malchus? When a person is supposed to get 39 lashes, So what do we say? Umduhu, so they have to, the doctors have to evaluate how many he can take. If he can't take 39, you don't give him 39. You give him however many he can take. What happens if Umduhu, let's say they evaluated that he can take 39, and they give it, and they gave it to him, a mace, and the doctor got it wrong, and this 39th one killed him. Mace tachas yodei, he died under the hand of the shliach best in his potter. So the same thing would be over here. The punishment is that you do an eye for an eye. You're not supposed to kill him. But if you accidentally, he drops dead by this, then that's
when you say
bad luck.
Potter, you're saying the shlich based in who did the operation is potter.
Yeah. So therefore, that one doesn't work either, says the Gemara. So we try another one. Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rav Omar. Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, Petza tachas potza. Petza is a wound. Mm-hmm. You put a wound in replacement for the wound that he inflicted. Litein tsar b'mokem nezek. That means that when a person causes damages, he has to also pay for the pain. There's two separate things. There's a deduction in value, and there's the pain, like we said yesterday. If you're talking about literally inflicting the same thing on him that he inflicted on the other, is what do you mean? What do you need to tell me? Tzar b'mokim nezek. Of course it's tzar b'mokim nezek. If you're chopping off his arm, there's going to be tzar. If you knock out his eye, he's going to be tzar. Just like when Reuben knocked out Shimon's eye, there was tzar for Shimon. His lahai is nami, is tzar. Lahai is nami, is tzar. When the shliach Besdin knocks out Shimon's Reuben's eye, he's also going to feel pain. It'll be the same. You don't need a posuk to tell me that. That's obvious. So the Gemara says, and my kusha, who says that that's what the pshat in the posuk is? Dilma ike inish de mefanik is tzar etzvei. Maybe there are some people who are of a weak constitution and get more pain. Ve'ika inish de lo mefanik, less letzara, someone who's stronger, and has a higher pain threshold, so he won't feel so much pain. L'manaf kamina, who cares? There's still going to be some pain. It's impossible that you chop a guy's arm off and shouldn't feel any pain. The difference will be the misfilehach after beni beni. You should give him the difference. Yeah, if he didn't get enough tzar. When you chopped, Reuben chopped off Shimon's arm, and the Shliach Besdin chops off Reuben's arm, and if Reuben didn't feel enough pain, we make him pay as well. That's called adding insult to injury. Yeah?
You can't really assess pain because it's subjective.
Well, you look at how much pain he was able to take in other circumstances. You have to evaluate. Yeah, it's subjective. That's right. Besdin has to evaluate.
You ask him 1 out of 10.
Well, not only that. No, also. If you have observed,
my understanding
if you observe a football player and you can see that he gets whacked in the head and he doesn't, and just gets up and walks away, yeah, then you know that he's got a higher threshold for getting whacked in the head than somebody else.
Gavra Koromis.
No, it's not Gavra Gavra. It's this guy.
The whack wasn't the same. The head wasn't
no,
the same.
No, but they evaluate whether the different pain thresholds. You can measure. Okay, you can measure people's pain thresholds. Right, the Republic made the Rav Amar Kro. But Rappa, your Rappa, that it says that he should be healed when he's damaged. Litin Rafur Mokim Nezik. He has to pay the doctor's bills as well. This like a daitach mamish again. If you think that you'll literally chop his arm off, ki heichid the high boy Asya. Then just like the victim needs the doctor's bills, Hainami Boyas is going to have to pay his own doctor bill.
Everyone needs doctor.
Huh? Yeah, very good. So the Gemara says again, my kosher, Dilma Ika the Solik Besara, hey. Some people will heal quickly. Hey means quickly here. The Ika Lois Solik Besara, hey. And some don't heal quickly. So the doctor bills are different. The man of Gemina. So what's it telling you? The mace of like, hey, after Beni Beni, you'd have to pay money for the difference in doctor bills. That one you can measure clearly, yeah? Ravashi, Ravashi says, Asya tachas tachas, mishur. We learn a gzeirah shava from the ox, just like when you hit the ox, you pay the damage. So you hit the person, you pay the damage. As a gzeirah shava. Ksiv hocha ayin tachas ayin, ksiv hosam shalim mishalim, shur, tachas ashur. So the word tachas is a gzeirah shava. You don't need to worry about logic, that it's the same. Malahalin momen, just like when you damage an ox, you pay money, afkan momen. Fred, the Gemara, Michael, he said, you'll have to tachas tachas mishur. Who told you learning Zevi Shavu from the ox? Nelev tachas tachas ma'otam. Why don't you learn out from when he kill a person? Dechsiv nesat the nefesh tachas nefesh. Maybe just like nefesh tachas nefesh means literally kill him. So maybe ayin tachas ayin means literally knock his eye out. Ma'al lahalan mamash of kan mamash. Nizomri. So we answer, don in nizokim in nizokim, that we learn damages from damages. Damaging a person is learned out from damaging a cow. We ain't don in nizokim in misa. Damaging a person is not learned out from killing a person. Fred the Gemara adarabe. Don in odin meyodam. You should learn out when damaging a person from killing a person, they ain't done another behemoth. You shouldn't learn a person from an animal. Elam Ravashi, I've got a different tachas going on over here. The tachas asher ina yalif lei. It's another tachas, which is also adam yadam v'nizakin. You've got one pasuk which is talking about a person, and it's also b'nizikim v'nizikim. When a person, this is for a rape, yeah? So tachas asharino, he has to pay. So that is both humans, there's no cows involved, and it's also talking about damage, not murder. Okay, well, just to finish it off, Tanya Rebbe Lezer, remember, ayin tachasayin mamish. Rebbe Lezer comes along and says, no, literally. Fred the Gemara Mamr Salkadaitich literally knock his eye out. Rebbe Lezer less like the Cholhani Tanoi. Rebbe Lezer doesn't agree with everybody that you don't knock his eye out. As Amar Rav Alaymar, what it means is Ein Shomel Eseke Evan. It means that you don't, literally means you don't evaluate him. We said that the whole pshat, how do you work out how much the eye is worth? By evaluating him as if he was being sold as a slave. How much is a slave worth with an eye? And how much is a slave worth without an eye? So Rebbe Lezer says you don't do that. Is Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says, if you're not going to evaluate him as an Eved, Ella Kaman. And we're going to evaluate him like him in Chayrin. But Chayrin, Miyisle Domi, there's no, how are you going to work out the value of a person who's not a slave? The only way you can make a value on a person is by evaluating if someone was going to buy him. Otherwise, how do you get money? Not in the AFL draft, then you could evaluate his salary. Ella Amar Abashi, Loimar, Sha'in Shaman, I say, Benizik, El Abamazik. He says a different thing altogether, that when you evaluate how much to pay, you don't evaluate the value of the eye of the victim, it's the value of the eye of the perpetrator. Because in other words, it's like an atonement. He is supposed to have his eye knocked out, according to justice, but the Torah says instead of knocking out his eye, he pays money. How much money does he pay? The value of his own eye that should have been knocked out, that's what he pays, not the value of the victim's eye. That's Rebbe Lezer. Okay, a couple stories. Ahu Chamra, the Kata Yardinuka, there was a donkey that chopped off a kid's hand. Not like the cat that we had the other day. Also, the Kama did Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, came to Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, Amalahu, so he said, Zilu Shemle, Abad Dvarim, he's got to pay all the four things, Nezek, Tzar, Rifu, Boishas. Donkey?
Here's the bill.
Yeah, here's the bill. Amalei Rava, so Rava says to him, Anan Chamishas, now first of all, what do you mean Abad Dvarim? The mission says five things, yeah? So Amalei, Levar Minezek come in, and when I said four, I mean, aside from damages, you got to pay all those four things. Amalei Abaye v'achamoru. 1 minute. He's a donkey. You forgot one thing about the guy standing in the dock there. He's a donkey. V'achamoru
and mishalam el nezek. Bring us against the owner, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Of course, the donkey hasn't got a bank account.
But I'm saying,
yeah,
he should have been responsible.
Of course, we get it. A donkey, when a person's donkey damages, neither the donkey nor the owner have to pay the four things.
I love Rashi over here.
Yeah, that's right. That means the four things only apply by the damages caused by a person, not by his money, not by his property. So we said, so you said, okay, right, forget about the four things, just go and evaluate the damage. Man, you need to evaluate him like a slave. Go do that. Go take him out to the slave market and get an evaluation from the slave traders. The father of the child doesn't want us to take him to the slave market to get him appraised because it's humiliating that he should stand there and be evaluated like you're taking your car to the insure evaluation for the damage to your car. I don't think his kid to be evaluated that much as well.
How much is your kid worth on a trade-in?
Oh, that's right. Amrulay. So they said, but you owe the money, so what are you going to do? He said, well, you know what, when he grows up, the father doesn't want it to be evaluated, so what, if the father is being moichel on the damages to the kid, when he grows up, I'll give him some more money to make up for it. There was an ox, and he sort of chewed up the hand of a child. Oslo came to Rav. He came to Rav. Amalo zila shaymu. I have to go and evaluate this child as if he was a slave. Amrulei v'amaru to Amar kol anishim ke'ever and gevin esev bovel. You're the one who said that when it's someone who needs to be evaluated as a slave, you can't do it in bovel. There were certain things that the Bezdin in bovel didn't do. They would just say it's not within our. It's not within our scope, jurisdiction, to do such a thing. And you said one of the things is evaluating an Eved, because an Eved applies in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't apply in Chutz Lartz.
Clearly, an Eved doesn't apply in Chutz Lartz.
You know an Eved Kanani in Chutz Lartz? Can you?
Kanani.
Yeah. Izam Alahu. So we said, you could take him to the slave market anyway and just get evaluation, but he said that he don't evaluate slaves in Bovel. But it's also because, yeah, so he says, yeah, we're not, when you say you're not going to evaluate him as a slave, it means you don't force the guy to pay. When the only way to work out how much to pay is to evaluate him as a slave, we don't do such evaluations. So we can, why not? Because we're not going to force him to pay that. So what's the point of evaluating him if he's not going to pay? That if the victim grabs the money, even though we can't force the perpetrator to pay him, bovel, but if he grabs the money, then he can keep it. And the other guy takes him to court and wants his money back, then we don't make him give it back. Rava the Tamei, this is all Rava going to Shitasa, Dama Rava, Niske Sherba Sher, when an ox damages another ox, when Niske Sherba Adam, or with a damage to an ox caused by a person, those kinds of damages can be, so damages caused to an ox can be judged by the Bezdin in Bavel. Niske Adam ba'adam, Niske Adam b'sher, but damages caused to a person by either an ox or a person ain't given it so in Bavel. They don't collect them in Bavel. Why? Why don't we judge these cases in Bavel? Because Elakim ba'inon v'leka. Elakim means judges, but it means musmachim. People with smicha judges, yeah? So because we don't have that in Bavel, that's why we don't do the case where it's damaged a person. Is a bazoi, niske sher v'sher v'sher v'adam nami, even when it's the ox getting damaged, alekim bo'inon. The word adho alekim yoved v'ashter refers to the whole parsha of damages. Baleka, and you haven't got it, so you shouldn't judge damage to property to oxes either. Ella, maishta sher v'sher v'sher v'adam, why do we judge the case of damage to an ox? The shlichus sayakov dinon, even though we're in Bovel and we're not musmachim, but we're acting as shlichim of the real Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. Mida the hava a hedoyis valvoyis, just like we judge cases of loans and admissions of loans, where we do judge them, even though we're not supposed to, because we're the shluchim of the real Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. Is adam ba'adam v'adam b'sher namish l'chusayikov dinon. So why not the same thing? Why can't we be shluchim of the Bezdin of Eretz Yisrael to judge damages to a person? Mida the hava a hedoyis valvoyis, just like we do hedoyis valvoyis. Is Omri, so the Gemara answers, or Rava will answer, Kikov dinash tichusayu. When did the Bezdin and Bovel act as the agents of the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael? B'midi the Kimlon begavei, something that we understand and we know what we're doing. B'midi like Kimlon begavei loyav dinash tichusayu. If we don't know what we're doing, then we can't be their shluchim. Yeah, so the Gemara says, "I bazoi Amri ishre b'shre b'shre b'adam nami lekilam begavei." That means we don't know. You're an expert on how much an ox costs. Are you? Are you? Are you? The Bezdin, go ask three rabbis if they know about the value of a damaged ox. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know about oxen damage either. Ella, so how do we judge damage to an ox? Because puchazi. You go out to the meat market and you'll find out. You go out and find out what the price of an ox is. Go to the slave market, you'll find out how much a slave is worth. So why can't you know it? And further question. Tashlim Kefa, when it comes to a gun of paying double, the Tashlim Baba Chamisha or the 4 or 5, which we talked about in the last parak. The Kitzi, there you don't have to be an expert. All you know is it's 4 or 5 or whatever. Navish the Chosaya, why don't we do those? Why don't we do that as a shliach of the Bezdin and Eretz Yisrael? It's Omri, said the Gemara answers, the rules are as follows. Kika of Dinash the Chosaya, when do we do the shlichos of the Bezdin and Eretz Yisrael? The Mamoina, only if it's Mamoin. Mamoin means when you pay exactly what it is that you caused. It's not like a fine. A fine is just an arbitrary amount.
Fixed price,
yeah, but it's arbitrary. It's not exactly what you damaged. It's just an amount that they inflict on you. Yeah, as opposed to momen is where you're actually just making good the damage. So, when it comes to a knas, which is a fine, we don't do the shlichus of the Bezdin and Eretz Yisrael. Is Adam big Adam, the Mamoinahu. Freddy Gemara, but say Adam Adam Mamoinahu, the Nezek, that when one person belts the other person and causes damage, inflicts damage, that's Mamoin. You're making good the damage. It's Navash to Chosaya, why don't we do the Shlichus of the Eretz Yisrael and make him pay? So the Gemara answers, Kika of Dinash to Chosaya, when do we do the Shlichus of Bezdin Eretz Yisrael, but Milsa the Shchicha? Something which is common. Adam ba Adam, one person damaging another by belting him is uncommon. Or at least it was in those days. Then we do not do the shlichus of the Bezdin and Eretz Yisrael. Oh, it's a little bit more. Can we do a little bit more? Boishes. Boishes v'gam, when it comes to humiliation, embarrassment. which is one of the five things. Yeah, the shchiach. That's common that one person humiliates another person. Is Nabash the Chosaya, why don't we do the shlichus of Bezdin and make him pay? Is Omri, so we said, Achinami, we do. The Rapapa Agbi Arba Meazuzi Liboishas Abba, a Rapapa would collect 400 bucks for embarrassing somebody. I afraid the Gemara about less than Rapapa, but Rapapa's been upslogged. The Shalach le Rav Chizda le Rav Nachman, the Shalach le Rav Chizda sent to Rav Nachman a message about Rapapa, the Shalach le, and Rav Nachman sent back to him, Chizda, Chizda. Knasa Kamagus to Bavel, you're collecting fines in Bavel, and Bavel, we don't do fines. Ella, so what's the answer? Kiyav dinash lichosaya, when do we do the shlichos of Bezna Tishoba, Milsa the Shchicha, the Ispachisar and Kis? First of all, it has to be something common, and also it has to be something where it's a monetary loss. Where the victim has lost money, we have to allow him at least to be recompensed. Aval Milsa the Shchicha, but something which is common, but less Bechisar and Kis, but there's no. By you being humiliated, it might be embarrassing, but it didn't cost you any money, so then we don't do it. Inami milsa loishkecha, or something that is uncommon, the ispechisar and kis. Even if there is a loss of money, loy of dinash lechosai, we don't do their agency. Hilkech adam ba adam. Therefore, when one man caused damage to another man, afalk after ispechisar and kis, even though there's a financial damage, kevin loishkecha loy of dinash lechosai, since it's not common, we don't do the agency of the Beis Din and Eretz Yisrael. And boichas, the humiliation, even though it's quite common that people humiliate each other, over cave in the lesbechisar and kiss, but since the victim doesn't lose any money out of it, loy of din and shlichosayu, we do not do the shlichos of the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. All right, we'll have to leave it over here. So.